It's time for us to check our forecast, and that means it's time to bring in Anthony J, who is Pat Pagano for the next week and a half.
Hello. Good morning, Marshall.
How are you this morning?
Very good. It's a great morning out there.
What's so great about it?
Well, just out for a little walk. It just the sun was out and really felt almost just perfect. Nope, not too humid. Used to it being just sticky and gross this time of year.
Well, I just want you to know that the sun's not out here, and it's a little bit humid up here, and it's cloudy. There's no sun.
Oh, well, you'll get it soon. It's, but usually I didn't have the AC on this morning, which down here is unusual.
All right, so I'll give it to you. I had my AC on for a little bit this morning. But just because it got a little sticky, not anything too terrible. Right? So now, give us the forecast. Of course, for today, but tomorrow and Saturday, we're having a special event. I'll be set up outside the Bargain Barn. We'll have two tents. One tent will have me selling local gift certificates to local merchants at 50% off face value. People donate. If it's a $25 gift certificate, they donate $13. If it's a $50 gift certificate, they donate $25, and they get the full value of the gift certificate to the local store. Also, the Bargain Barn for the special fundraiser is setting up a special tent outside on Friday and Saturday. Everything under that tent, for one, you like something, make a $1 donation, it's yours. And there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of items to choose from. So you've got two different choices to make a donation. One, there's going to be a bunch of clothes and stuff like that from Bargain Barn set up outside. And you make a $1 donation, and the item you want is yours. And you can get as many items as you want. And I'll be over at the other table with the gift certificates where it's 50% off donation. So we need good weather Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, Marshall, that sounds terrific. And I think Friday you'll be perfect. No problems at all tomorrow, other than maybe a very brief, and I mean brief, passing shower in the evening. And 90% sure that you won't have to deal with anything on Friday. On Saturday, I'm watching a weather system that's going to be nearby. It's going to be more towards upstate, but that could bring a little bit more widespread rain showers or maybe a thunderstorm but not until late in the day, like after 4 o'clock or so on Saturday. So if there's a little better chance of rain on Saturday, Friday you're definitely sitting pretty.
Well, Saturday we're going to be there each day till 3 o'clock. So Saturday looks like we might still get up before we get any showers or anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And today's going to be a nice day eventually?
Yeah, Marshall. The weather pattern's pretty tranquil across the country. No big storms, no tropical storms that I'm looking at on the offing as we're getting into the hurricane. Well, we are in hurricane season, but the peak starts in about 4 days, and no worries out there. But I guess the story will be we'll be turning up the heat as we go through the weekend, as we're keeping the temperatures in check, about 80 or so today, tomorrow. But we'll add about 5 degrees to that on Saturday and get up close to 90 on Sunday. And that's when you'll really notice the humidity back pretty high. Dew points about 70 by Sunday. And Monday will be a real steamer with temperatures in the low 90s. So we will see the heat finally make its way back into New York and New England.
But that won't be till Monday in full effect.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so actually it all pans out pretty nice. It looks like that anyways. It looks like it's going to be pretty good. So now, what do you got planned for this weekend? Because I know you're not working this weekend, right?
Well, actually, I am still doing a Saturday, so I'm going to have to you're going to hear me on the air Saturday, and we have our new meteorologist, Jeff, who started, I think his first weekend was Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
And he'll be here on Sunday, and he'll be here all of next weekend. So we have a new meteorologist on board, and Mr. Pagano will be coming back to New York later next week, and he'll be back on the air not next Monday, but the Monday after. So on his European vacation. So
no, he won't. He won't work Monday. It'll be Tuesday. He always takes Mondays off.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. Actually, you're up. Yeah, you're right. Actually.
Until we get out of the summertime and when and stuff, then he'll probably go back to Mondays. All
Yeah,
right.
I'm really happy he got to go on this, trip because it's not easy to, get a, nice 2 week, real vacation, around these parts, in the broadcast industry. But that's have you ever been to Europe, Marshall?
No.
I was there one. Well, I was there twice. I was young the first time, and the second time I went to Spain, and I loved it there, and I'd love to go back.
The problem is going to Europe is that there's only one way I would like to travel to Europe, and that is to take the Queen Mary 2 over land, of course, in England, and then rent a car and visit England, go through the Channel to France, get in the car, come back through the Channel, go to England, then go to Ireland, and then come back to England and take a plane back from England to, I think it's Nova Scotia. It's not as long a trip to fly
Whoa.
to, and then rent a car from there and drive from Nova Scotia down through New England home. Eventually, I'd like to do that. That would take about a month and a half to 2 months to do on a leisurely pace. And it would also take about $30,000.
Yeah, that's an adventurous
But that's eventually
sure.
how I'm going to get to see parts of Europe. And sooner or later, it'll happen. It all depends.
Yeah, and everybody goes away this month. Is this the most frequent travel month? Any idea at August?
No, I think right before the holidays are the most frequent
Oh,
travel month,
yeah.
but then August is is basically where things die down and quiet down. Yeah, August is a month where people just aren't doing much but vacationing if they can. But not me. I have, since we started this darn radio station, been 10, 11 years, no vacation. So that's why I'm planning for a nice 2.5, 3 month vacation when I can.
Yeah, that's going to be like, an experience of a lifetime.
It will. It most certainly will. And I'll be intoxicated for half of it.
That's even better. That's
That's right.
my kind of vacation,
All
too.
right. I'll check with you tomorrow.
All right, Marshall.
Thank you, Anthony. Anthony J. This morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.